Mass production demanded the shift. Universal happiness keeps the wheels steadily turning. Truth and beauty can't. And of course, whenever the masses seized political power, then it was happiness rather than truth and beauty that mattered. Still, in spite of everything, unrestricted scientific research was still permitted. People still went on talking about truth and beauty as though they were the sovereign goods, right up to the time of the 9 Years' War. That made them change their tune, all right. What's the point of truth or beauty or knowledge when anthrax bombs are popping all around you? That was when science first began to be controlled, after the 9 Years' War. People were ready to have even their appetites controlled then, anything for a quiet life. We've gone on controlling ever since. It hasn't been very good for truth, of course, but it's been very good for happiness. One can't have something for nothing. Happiness has got to be paid for. You're paying for it, Mr. Watson, because you happen to be too much interested in beauty. I was too much interested in truth. I paid too.
But you didn't go to an island, said the savage, breaking a long silence.
The controller smiled. That's how I paid. By choosing to serve happiness. Other people's, not mine. It's lucky, he added, after a pause, that there are such a lot of islands in the world. I don't know what we should do without them. Put you all in the lethal chamber, I suppose. By the way, Mr. Watson, would you like a tropical climate, the Marquesas, for example, or Samoa, or something rather more bracing? Helmholtz rose from his pneumatic chair.
I should like a thoroughly bad climate, he answered. I believe one would write better if the climate were bad, if there were a lot of wind and storms, for example.
The controller nodded his approbation.
I like your spirit, Mr. Watson. I like it very much indeed, as much as I officially disapprove of it.
He smiled.
What about the Falkland Islands?
Yes, I think that will do, Helmholtz answered. And now, if you don't mind, I'll go and see how poor Bernard's getting on.